Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Once I Was, You is a memoir by journalist Maria Hinojosa that traces her personal history alongside the evolving story of Latino life in the United States. Drawing on her experience as the daughter of Mexican immigrants and her long career in public media, Hinojosa explores what it means to come of age between cultures while building a voice in newsrooms where people like her were often absent or misunderstood. The book moves across family memories, formative moments of identity, and professional turning points, connecting intimate scenes to larger questions about migration, belonging, and power. Rather than presenting a single narrative about Latinidad, Hinojosa highlights its complexity across class, language, race, and generation. Her perspective also illuminates how storytelling and journalism can either reinforce stereotypes or expand who is seen as fully American. The memoir offers a grounded, human view of issues that are often reduced to headlines, inviting readers to reconsider the country's past and present through lived experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, growing up between borders of language and culture, a central topic in the memoir is the experience of living between cultures, where identity is shaped as much by what is celebrated at home as by what is questioned in public. Hinojosa describes the push and pull of being raised in a Mexican immigrant family while navigating schools and institutions that treat Americanness as a narrow standard. Language becomes a daily marker of belonging and exclusion, with English associated with opportunity and Spanish tied to family intimacy, heritage, and sometimes stigma. The memoir examines how children of immigrants often become cultural translators, learning early to read contexts, adjust their speech, and manage the emotional labor of explaining their families to outsiders. It also highlights the tension between assimilation and preservation, where success can feel like leaving parts of oneself behind. By framing these personal dynamics as a widespread American story, the book encourages readers to see bicultural life not as an exception, but as a foundational element of modern U.S. identity. The result is a nuanced portrait of how home, school, and community shape the sense of self over time. Secondly, family history. As a window into American history, the memoir uses family narrative to illuminate the broader forces that shape migration and settlement, showing how personal histories are intertwined with policy, economics, and social attitudes. Hinojosa explores what brought her family to the United States, what they carried with them, and what they encountered once they arrived. These experiences reveal how immigrant families build stability through work, mutual support, and cultural continuity, even as they face discrimination and uncertainty. The book underscores that migration is rarely a simple choice. It is often driven by conditions that limit opportunity, and it comes with costs that echo across generations. And through this lens, the reader sees how ideas about citizenship, race, and worthiness are formed and enforced in everyday life. The memoir also challenges monolithic narratives about Latino communities by showing differences within families and across regions, including how class and education affect the way immigrant stories are told and received. By grounding national debates in family realities, the book makes history feel immediate and human rather than abstract. Thirdly, breaking into journalism and confronting gatekeeping. Another key topic is Hinojosa's journey into journalism and the barriers she faced in largely white, mainstream media spaces. The memoir depicts how gatekeeping operates not only through hiring decisions, but also through assumptions about what counts as credible, who can speak with authority, and which communities are worth sustained attention. Hinojosa's career becomes a case study in the pressures to conform, including expectations about accent, appearance, and story selection. She highlights the professional risks of insisting that Latino stories belong at the center of national coverage, rather than at the margins as occasional features. The book also explores how representation alone is not enough. Changing the newsroom requires changing editorial priorities and the frameworks used to interpret events. In showing how journalists are shaped by the institutions around them, the memoir invites readers to think critically about media narratives they consume every day. It also illustrates the persistence required to build new platforms and to keep reporting when communities are reduced to stereotypes or treated as political talking points instead of neighbors with complex lives. Fourthly, Latino identity, race, and the complexity of belonging. Hinojosa addresses Latino identity as layered and sometimes contested, shaped by race, skin color, regional background, and social class. The memoir examines how U.S. racial categories can flatten diverse communities into a single label, while internal differences still influence who is listened to and who is overlooked. Belonging is shown as both an emotional need and a political reality, affected by citizenship status, public rhetoric, and neighborhood boundaries. The book encourages readers to see Latinidad not as a fixed identity, but as a living conversation that changes across generations and circumstances. It also explores the burdens placed on Latino people to constantly prove Americanness, even when their families have deep roots in the country's history. By bringing personal experience into contact with public debates, Hinojosa reveals how identity is negotiated in classrooms, workplaces, and media portrayals. The topic broadens into a discussion of how communities form solidarity while still acknowledging difference, and how true inclusion requires more than celebratory diversity language. It requires recognizing power, history, and the realities of exclusion. Lastly, storytelling as a tool for visibility and change, the memoir emphasizes storytelling as both a personal practice and a civic necessity. Hinojosa presents narrative as a way to restore complexity to people who are often discussed only through statistics, soundbites, or political conflict. By connecting her own life to the lives of others she has reported on, she shows how listening is an ethical act that can counter dehumanization. This topic explores the responsibilities that come with telling stories about communities under pressure, including the need to avoid extracting trauma for attention and instead to portray agency, context, and dignity. The book also suggests that representation matters not merely for pride, but because it shapes policy outcomes and social attitudes by influencing what the public believes is normal and who it believes deserves care. Hinojosa's work in public media demonstrates how independent platforms can broaden the national narrative when mainstream outlets lag behind demographic reality. For readers, the takeaway is that stories change who is imaginable as American, and that creating space for more voices can shift institutions over time. The memoir argues that visibility is not the endpoint, but a step toward accountability and belonging. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a personal, journalistically informed perspective on immigration, Latino identity, and the ways media shapes national understanding. It will resonate with children of immigrants, bilingual and bicultural readers, and anyone who has felt pressure to shrink parts of themselves to fit an institution. It is also valuable for journalists, educators, and civic-minded readers who want to understand how narrative choices affect public empathy and policy debates. The memoir can benefit a reader's life by sharpening media literacy, deepening cultural awareness, and offering a model of persistence in the face of gatekeeping. It invites reflection on family history and encourages more thoughtful conversations about belonging, race, and citizenship. Compared with many books that treat immigration primarily as politics or statistics, this one stands out for weaving lived experience with a reporter's eye for context and systems. It helps readers connect intimate moments to structural realities without losing emotional clarity. For buyers looking for a book that is both humane and socially insightful, it offers a distinctive blend of memoir, cultural critique, and professional journey that remains accessible and motivating. If you would like to support Maria Hinojosa, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.